Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
BJ and Jamie.
It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. So last night, Jamie signed up for Hulu because she had to watch a show. Her documentary, man.
It is. It's amazing because, and I know, listen, that, you know, Real Housewives is a niche, like, viewing. But this story is national. This is a big enough for us to talk about it, you know, because I don't try to bring up a lot of the Real Housewives and 90 Day Fiancé and all this shit. Stuff. Did you hear me? I almost said the word, but I was like, stuff that I like to watch. I you know, because I don't want to force it on you guys, because I'm a pusher, remember?
Yeah, you are a pusher.
I'm a pusher. But the thing is that this has become such an explosive, crazy story, and it's gone global, too, because he not only ripped off people in the United States of America, but he ripped off all the people that were on that flight in Indonesia that crashed, and he never paid out the money. This is Tom Girard and Erica Jane. She's on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. He is the most prominent lawyer at one point in the country because he did the Aaron Brockovich.
Yeah, he was L.A. law at one point.
Yeah. And not only that, the guy, he was pretty much practicing all the way into his 80s, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
I mean, the guy's been around for a long, long time, made tons of money, and part of it very dicey, the way he made his money, and that's part of this.
Well, not at the beginning. I mean, not at the beginning. He was
later on, though.
The documentary shows. I mean, he was really legit with the with the Aaron Brockovich thing, and that's where he got his name. And then what happened is that people really started watching him work, and he won against PG&E or whatever, the electric company, twice in California, which is unprecedented.
At some point, though, it went to greed.
Yeah, it did.
So at some point, he was a legit guy making a lot of money, but he saw a way at some point to make a lot more money. We're talking millions upon millions of dollars. Now, what's this called? The Housewife and what?
It's called The Housewife and the Hustler.
All right, here's the, we'll play this for you first. And what we're getting at here is our interview with Erica Jane that went so badly.
Because I was such a huge fan of hers. And so I said, hey, I know you're not a big fan of The Real Housewives, but let's have this chick on because I think she's going to be a big deal someday. I think she's really going to break out and be a huge, you know, celebrity. And so you agreed and it didn't go well.
Hey, how long ago was this?
It was in 2017.
Oh, okay. All right. Here's the promo, The Housewife and the what? Hustler?
Hustler.
All right. Once was a housewife.
Erica Jane.
The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Who married a hustler?
Tom Girardi was L.A. Law. So powerful.
They were just blowing money left and right. But then...
The Real Housewives star accused with her husband of staging a fake divorce.
Thomas Girardi accused of embezzlement. People love a good scandal.
The biggest question is, did she know?
The Housewife and the Hustler, only on Hulu.
You're the hustler.
Oh, my God. Well, here's the thing. When you watch the show on Hulu, which I highly recommend it, these lawyers are saying, like, look, this is dangerous that she's on this show because we're fighting the man. And what they're doing is they're showing how extraordinary the wealth is and that they have two jets and she spends $40,000 a month just on hair and makeup. Yeah. Think about that. $40,000 a month to get your hair styled and put some crap on your face.
Yeah, that's double what I spend for me.
I know, and you look fabulous.
Yeah, thank you.
So, you know, she didn't have to spend that much, and she obviously doesn't use Groupon. But the wealth and just the, I mean, they were vomiting money on the show.
Yeah.
and they were vomiting the money because he was siphoning it from all the wins.
Yeah.
And so she was not very fun to us, and I'm sad because I was a huge fan of hers.
Now, going back to 2017, what was it she was doing that she became popular that you became a fan?
Well, she was on Real Housewives.
That's what it was?
Yeah.
Real Housewives. I didn't know for sure. I couldn't remember.
And then she was coming to Denver to play at...
Trax.
At Trax.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, she was coming to town.
So she also wanted to promote her appearance.
Yeah. Okay, now
and that's when I canceled. After she hung up on us, I was supposed to be on stage to bring her up on stage, and I canceled.
That's right.
Because it got so ugly.
Okay. All right. The first clip here is, you'll notice, before we get to the highlight of her hanging up on us.
She already hates us.
During the interview, she had a bad attitude morning. So every answer we got was like a one word. You can hear it. We're trying to pull teeth here.
Well, and not only that, but she didn't want to get up this early. Yeah, it's like, well, we're promoting you. Okay.
All right. Here, listen to the one-word answers that she gives us.
Hey, let me ask you something, Erica. You know we're a pot state.
Yep.
Yep. Are you going to, you
is
know.
That all you got to say is, yep.
Are you going to partake in the ganja?
You know, it's not my thing, but I have a feeling that some people in my crew just might be really excited right. to get there.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. So that was fine. It's all going well. And, did you hear the word crew?
Yeah.
So when she says crew, she's flying every one of those people here. Every one of those dancers, all this stuff. She's not making a damn dime. She's just flying through his money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that should have been a signal. I'm flying in with a crew.
Here's another portion of the interview.
Again, I'm a dude, you know. I'm not a big Housewives fan, but I've seen a little bit here and there. But Jamie turned me on to the lollipop video.
Oh, the lollipop. Oh, yes. That's how many videos.
Is a great video. I saw that, and I'm like, okay, I'm a fan.
Yeah, he's a fan now.
Oh, very cool. Well, thank you.
There you go. All right. No, she's doing fine here, right?
Everything's great. And then BJ takes it over the edge and ruins everything.
Yeah, well, when tassels came up, it went south.
Everything was fine, and then you just were rude.
Here we go.
So here's the thing.
Yes?
He's a buttoned-up collar kind of guy. I mean, he's a suit and tie guy with shiny shoes and the whole kit and caboodle. Does he ever just go, stop it, just stop it? Because, you know.
Me?
Yeah, because you're wearing tassels, and he's wearing tassels on his shoes.
No.
No?
I mean, you know, listen, no. You know, Tom and I have been married for 16, almost 17 years, and he's actually a huge fan of the arts and appreciates everything that I do as I appreciate everything that he does in the law business. So, no.
Okay, because it just seems to me, just based on the people I've dated in my life, they tell me to stop it.
Yeah, because it's like oil and water.
Right.
Because it's kind of like they look
not
like,
really oil and...
You can tell right now it's going south.
She wants you to know it is not really like oil and water.
No, it's not really oil and water at all. We have a lot of common interests. And like I said, you know, just because someone's profession doesn't mean that they're, you know, he's not a stick in the mud at all.
I mean, because, you know, you guys' outfits are different.
So what she's saying is he wears tassels, too.
I'm not saying that.
Behind the scenes, right, Erica?
That's kind of rude.
Oh, God.
That's not rude. Oh, I'm just kidding.
She's just kind of bitchy today. Usually she's really fun, I think. I don't know her at all.
Yep, it's over.
She hung up. Do you feel that torpedo?
I said that he's wearing tassels, too.
Well, and then it got even worse after this. So it got further than this.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Then our producer at the time, he's on the phone with them because her guy that's, I don't know what he does, but anyway, he's a guy that's on the show and he always like worries about her and takes care
of
her.
He's the handler.
He is the handler. So I got on the phone with him and I said, listen, you know, we were just trying to like brighten up the interview. It was going really stale and it was kind of boring and I was excited and I took the blame. I said, so we did that to kind of hype it up and make it more fun so people would laugh at it because it was so stiff in an interview, and he's like, well, you're retarded.
That's what he said.
Wow. And I go,
yeah,
you realize you don't say that. And he goes, well, you are. And he hung up on me.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I was like, what kind of handler does that? I mean, that is so unprofessional. What are you doing?
And now, looking back on it, look what's come out about this dude.
I know.
All we said was, in a joking way, oh, he wears tassels too, right, Erica? And then she went to South on us, hung up on us. But now it turns out that, hell, the promo calls him a hustler.
Well, yeah, I know.
Because he's a crook.
He is
allegedly.
A crook. Well, right.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Well, they're saying that he stole.
The California bar, they're investigating him right now.
And they say he stole millions.
Yeah.
Millions. They've, and she got upset with us?
They've seized all his bank accounts and everything.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. They're broke. She's gone through the money. She was spending money that, did she know where it came from? Probably. I'm guessing. I don't know. That's my opinion. But right? I don't know.
I don't think she cared. I think
I'm
that she just blew through. Listen, I don't know if she knew that he was swindling all these people. I have no idea about that. But I think that she knew she had an old dude and she was flying through his money and she didn't care where the hell he got it.
Yeah, she was using him.
And is that illegal? I don't know. I don't think it is.
I don't think so either.
But we'll see what happens.
Yeah. All right, there you go, the Erica Jane.
Holy crap, it's crazy.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.